We're streaming on the iHeartRadio app, the Radio.com app, and of course online at WHGMGold.com. I'm Justin Mallow. Happy Malloween, and I'm honored to have on the phone now for my Malloween big show, I've got local author, local New York Times best-selling author, Richard Chizmar on the phone. Richard, are you there?
I'm here.
Richard, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, too.
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I am. I'm enjoying my big Halloween or Malloween show, Richard, as I'd like to do. And I'm so excited to have you on my show because you are on the New York Times bestseller list. And the latest book, Chasing the Boogeyman, is a big hit, right? Obviously.
It is. I'm feeling very grateful today.
It's very exciting. It's been out actually for a little bit, but now is the perfect time to get their hands on it. And for those that might not have heard of that, it's part of a series, right, Richard?
Actually, this one's not. You're thinking of the books I wrote with Stephen King, Gwendy's Button Box and Gwendy's Magic Feather, and the third book's coming out this February called Gwendy's.
Oh, that's right. Wait, hold on, Richard. Let me pick up that name, Stephen King, that you just dropped. Hold on. I got it. I picked up that name, Stephen King, that you just dropped. Yeah, that's right. You have worked with Stephen King.
Yeah, you've had me on the show a couple times regarding those books, and they're a blast, and working with Steve is dream come true stuff.
Steve.
But Boogeyman is all by itself. Is a standalone thriller set in Edgewood, Maryland, and had a blast writing it.
Yeah, it's based in Harford County, Edgewood, like you said. Can you kind of explain like a brief synopsis? Is it someone chasing their boogers, Richard?
No, although maybe that's for the sequel, but it's a book that I've always wanted to write. It's set in the summer and fall of 1988, and believe it or not, I'm the main character. And there's a lot of true action in the book. In 88, I had just graduated from the University of Maryland with a journalism degree, and I had moved back home for about 9 months in with my parents to save some money. And there were a series of home invasions going on at the time. And I always, wondered what would happen if they escalated into something worse. And chasing the boogeyman was my answer. So I get involved in the murders. I'm not the killer, so it's not that.
That's good to know.
I get involved in the investigation. And, it's kind of a look back. I grew up in Edgewood. There's a lot of stuff from my childhood and kind of a love letter to a different time and place.
How big is the book, Richard?
As far as page counts, 300 and something pages.
Okay. So it's a full-length novel for sure. So it's available on your website, richardchizmar.com. And to make it simple, I'll share that link and link it up to your Facebook page and our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGMGold. It's available now, and it's doing really well. Do you have anything coming up, Richard?
Like I said, Gwendy's Final Task will be out in February with Stephen King, and that should be a big deal, thanks to Steve. And after that, I'm working on the next one now, which is actually a sequel to Chasing the Boogeyman, set in modern day. So I'm excited, and I know people are looking for some answers. I left Chasing the Boogeyman with some unanswered questions, so I think it's time I get down and answer them.
So they can get the book right now.
Amazon's probably your best bet. Right now, with the whole paper shortage that's going on in the publishing industry, there's the cool thing about Boogeyman is it's gone through 4 printings.
Wow.
But still, a lot of the bookstores are waiting for more stock because they've sold out. So right now, Amazon is your best bet.
All right. So check it out. It's called Chasing the Boogeyman, and local author Richard Chizmar, and that's why he's calling in to give us more information about the New York Times best-selling book that's now available, and it's perfect for this big kickoff to the Halloween weekend. So, Richard, I want to thank you so much for coming back on this show to give us more information, and congratulations again on the new book, Chasing the Boogeyman. Thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, and happy Halloween to you, Richard.
And to you and everyone else.
Thank you. All right, Richard, we'll talk to you later. Take care.
Take care.